Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9M FY23 earnings conference call of Dwarkesh Sugar Industries, hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tejas Sonawane from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vivian. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I would like to thank the management of Dwarkesh Sugar Industries Limited for giving us the opportunity to host their Q3 FY23 earnings call. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Vijay Banka, the Managing Director. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we'll open the forum for a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Very good afternoon to everyone. I welcome you all to our Q3 9-month FY23 earnings call conference. Our results were published on the 30th of January 2023. The results are already there in the public domain. We had a rather muted performance in this particular quarter. We had a total income of about 392 crores, which is a big drop from the turnover that we dropped in the corresponding quarter last year. On nine-month basis, our turnover was more or less similar to what we had clocked in the earlier last year's nine-month period. And we had a profit before tax of about 15 crores and profit after tax of 10.5 crores. So I'll just take you to some of the financial highlights. Total income, 392 crores, EBITDA of about 34 crores, finance cost, 6 crores. Mind you, this finance cost that is being quoted by me now is the gross finance cost. We had the benefit of some earnings out of our FDs, etc., so which is considered in other income. So earnings before depreciation and taxes, about 28 crores. Profit before tax, 15 crores. So this is how our quarter has fared. Nine-month results, total income of 1,583 crores, EBITDA of 140 crores, vis-à-vis 191 crores, and PBT of 83 crores vis-à-vis 133 crores, and PAT of 58 crores vis-à-vis 96 crores. Let me take you through some of our key numbers. During this quarter, we had a sugar sales of 6.47 lakh quintals only, which included export of about 4.34 lakh quintals. This is as compared to 14.17 lakh quintals that we sold in the corresponding quarter last year, which included 2.5 lakh quintals of export sales. So which means vis-à-vis 2.13 lakh quintals that we sold in the domestic market, in the corresponding quarter last year, we had sold more than nearly 11.67 lakh quintals. So this is how this reflects why our income is, total income is lower. And during the nine-month period, we sold about 33.25 lakh quintals, which included for export 9.34 lakh quintals, as compared to 35.88 lakh quintals, which included for export 2.5 lakh quintals of sugar. So we were carrying a stock of 4.72 lakh quintals, as compared to stock of 11.707 lakh quintals that we carried on the 31st of December 2021. Our opening stock was substantially lesser, which is the reason why we got lesser releases in this quarter. We, of course, had some export sales, which is how our number of 6.47 lakh quintals is arrived at. On the industrial alcohol front, during this quarter, we sold industrial ethanol made from cane juice directly. So we had both the plants were fully operational, not during the entire quarter. You know, when the season commenced in Dwarkesh Nagar. So, I mean, you can assume that in Dwarkesh Nagar, we started from the first of, in the first week of November, and in Dwarkesh Dham, we started commenced ethanol production from the second week of November. So, we sold 168 1.68 crore liters, and for 9 months period we sold 5.47 crore liters. So significant jump as compared to the corresponding numbers of the previous year. So as I mentioned, the entire quantity of ethanol was produced from cane syrup. And we've been using this in both our distilleries, and this is going to be our model henceforth. So in during season, we'll be using cane juice for making ethanol, and during off season, we'll be using B heavy molasses, which is being generated and being stored. So our season 2022-23 is on the way. Till 31st December, we crushed 125 lakh quintals of sugar cane across all three units, and we produced 9.38 lakh quintals of sugar. Sugar production, of course, was lesser because we diverted a significant portion of our production capacity of our sugar cane crush for making of ethanol. So our crushing numbers are expected to be more or less similar as compared to the last season. Last season we crushed about 378 lakh quintals, so we will be more or less around the same number. And we got export order of about 86,000. Our allotment was 86,000 metric tons, out of which 50,000 has been exported so far. And the balance has been traded in favor of sugar mills in Maharashtra. So we swapped the quota, so we will be getting the benefit of additional releases in the from the month of April 2023 onwards. So our loan book is term loan profile is it's lean and trim. We have all the loans at subsidized rate of interest. We have two distillery loans, and one we have SERPASU 2018 loan, which was sanctioned by the government of UP. So this is about it, and I'll take you through some more numbers which might be relevant. See, our opening stock of sugar on the 1st of December, from the 1st of October, was only 1,80,000 quintals. So this is what is the reason why we have got lower releases. I now open the house to all the participants, and I would request you to please ask the questions. I'd be too happy to answer you all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rajesh Majumdar from B&K Securities. Can you proceed?
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Very good afternoon, sir. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Yeah, tell me, sir.
I just had a couple of questions. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the gross recovery for the quarter seems to be just 9.1%, and this is more than a 200 with fall on a YOY basis. Is that correct?
No, sir. Gross rupee recovery is down by only 0.19%. The drop in the recovery that you're talking is, I don't know if you have factored for the B-heavy molasses, sugar that we have sacrificed while generating B-heavy molasses. And plus, of course, we have diverted sugar cane crushing for ethanol production directly also. Our gross recovery on a comparable basis is down by 0.19%.
No, because you gave the quantity of sugarcane diverted for alcohol, and if you subtract the cane volume from that and calculate the recovery, comes to only 9.1%.
Yeah, so you are not factoring for the BOV molasses generation. So what is important is the gross recovery. When we talk of the gross recovery, it is gross recovery in the conventional sense, where we have not diverted B heavy molasses and where we have not diverted same for single derivative for ethanol.
Got it. Got it. And this would be the largely the ratoon cane, right, which is crushed in 3Q.
Sorry?
In 3Q, you would have crushed the ratoon cane, right? So the plant cane will come in.
Plant cane will come, started coming now.
Right. And what are the initial estimates from the ratoon cane, from the plant cane income recoveries? What is the initial indication? Is going to be worse than last year?
Plant cane, if you crush it in early January, the results are not very encouraging, but as the season advances, the recoveries get much better and better, and we don't see any, the plant recoveries to be any different from what they were in the last Christmas season. In fact, they should be better according to me.
So, in terms of overall sugar production, would you like to give a figure for the sugar year 22-23 compared to last year?
You mean sugar season, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, sugar season, yeah, we should be anywhere, you see, for example, we are going to crush the same quantity of sugar cane, so which is about 375 lakh quintals, so roughly 20-odd percent will get diverted for production of ethanol directly from cane juice, then there will be sacrifice of B-heavy ethanol, so our production sugar number could be anything between 30 to 35 lakh quintals.
Okay.
30 to 35. Yeah. So okay. That's a big reduction from our earlier the numbers that we had in the earlier season.
Right. Right. Correct. Okay. That's one. And secondly, sir, what is the inventory valuation at the 47 lakh quintal?
32,575 rupees per metric ton.
32.57.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And sir, my last question is on the outlook for the prices. Do you think that the production for the country will be short of 34 million tons, which is the last figure by ISMA, and the inventory figure could actually start looking much more weaker than what it is looking right now?
Yep. You are right there. You know, when we talk of, I mean, personally, I would go by the ISMA number, my way of putting it could be that 34 million tons with a lower bias. Okay. So, if assuming the production number is 34 million tons and then you have 6 million tons of exports, so 28, so which is going to be more or less equal to the domestic consumption. So, we're looking at similar closing stock numbers. But I agree with you, it's very intriguing that the domestic prices have not risen. In fact, I think the government is also equally worried that the domestic prices have not risen to the extent they should have risen. So, but that's it. That's how the market has been operating.
True. True. Yeah, I'll come back in the queue.
Sure, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prateek Kaulia from Systematix. Can you proceed?
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Sir, what was the average realization for the export that we have entered into this year?
So we exported, not the entire quantity of export we did in the Q3, we exported, I think that number has been given, about 43,400 metric tons is what we have exported, but anyways, the contract is one for the entire 60,000 metric tons, so we have, this entire contract is for 36,000 rupees FOR Kandla, so from that you deduct about 2,000 rupees a metric ton for transportation, so our net realization is 34,000 rupees metric ton.
Okay. So any reason why this number is lower, because others have contracted around 40 rupees?
No, that is, they have sold the refined sugar. We have not sold refined sugar. What we have sold is all raw sugar. So when you see, two reasons I will attribute it to. Number one, the timing of the contract also plays an important role. We contracted no sooner the export quota was allotted to us. And that's number one. And number two, we don't make refined sugar. We make only raw sugar. So there are other benefits when we make raw sugar. You know, the costing comes down because we don't use many chemicals, etc. So, but yes, there is a bigger delta available when you export refined sugar.
Right. So, just a follow up on that would be any, because most of your competitors, you know, are now moving more on the refined side. At least 60-70% of their total production they want to sell as refined sugar. So, any thoughts on that?
So, number one, as far as the domestic market is concerned, the delta available on refined sugar is not much. Okay. Number two, in case of exports, the export market for the refined sugar is rather small, not like the export market for the raw sugar, which is very big. So, nonetheless, I had mentioned it in my earlier calls also that we are evaluating and we will definitely be looking at putting up a refinery at our plant.
Sure, that's helpful. So, secondly, on the distillery, we said that during the season we'll be doing mostly jute, and off season we'll be doing B heavy. So, sir, if you could just give a broad split in percentage terms, how much quantity will come from B heavy and how much from jute?
See, roughly 6 crore plus liters will come from juice. Out of 11 crore liters, the balance will come from B heavy.
This is 11 is for this year, right?
11 is what, I'm not talking about financial year, I'm talking about the season or even the ethanol year as you may call it, ethanol season year. So, this fiscal we should be doing anything between 8 to 8.5 crore liters, FY23. FY24 again, of course, we'll do 11 crore liters. And, from the commencement of this season, 22-23, till we begin our next season, 23-24, we'll do 11 crore liters.
Understood. Okay, sir, that's it from my side. Thank you and wish you all the very best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press *1. The next question is from the line of Shailesh Kanani from Centrum Broking. Kindly proceed.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand, we have been hearing about the news of increasing FAP prices. So, can you just highlight what is the status and what is our expectation?
Well, it will not be politically correct for me to say anything about it, but yes, we don't think anything like that is going to happen. So, whatever statement you hear, according to me, they are the political statements.
Okay. And normally, what is the timeline by which the government does announce? Are they on time or there is a delay?
Yeah, nearly 50% of the season is over and yet not announced. So, it should have been. Normally, if you have followed the pattern, they announce it sometime in, at least before the end of November, it's announced. So, we are already, January is also over and yet it is not announced.
Okay, so it's fair to assume that it has to be what it is last trade, right? That is 350, which was earlier last year.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think anything on that.
Because it would create a little practical problem as well, right? Because as you rightly said, 2 months are already, two and a half months, we are already into the season.
Yeah.
And if it's a retrospective change, the payment structure and everything would be
highly unlikely.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, can you, on gross level basis, can you share the percentage before on like to like year on year? What are the recovery level for Dwari Kesh and also for the industry per se? Or UP state per se, if you can. Yeah.
This quarter, I wouldn't often have the numbers for UP or for the country as such. But in this quarter, on a gross recovery basis, our recoveries are lower by 0.19% up to 31st of December. But there has been little improvement thereafter. And still a long way to go. I'm sure we'll make up for whatever lost ground.
So, what would be that absolute number? 0.19 is less than last year. So, what is the number? Gross recovery?
one moment, sir. Let me
see
if I can help you with the number. See, it's different for all our plants. You know, in one plant it was as high as up to 31st December it was 11.67. So if you see our last year, you see the recovery gets better as the season advances. So, you know, these months are typically of low recovery. These are all low recovery months. So I can share you the details subsequently.
Sure. Okay, sir. So my second question would be with respect to our transfer pricing. What is it? Has there been any change in the transfer pricing of molasses from the sugar division to the distillation?
See, this quarter there has been no use of B heavy molasses, so it really doesn't matter. In this quarter, we have used is sugarcane juice, and this was the first time that we used sugarcane juice.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. And sir, on CAPEX for growth plans, last time you had mentioned that probably by third quarter end, you would be doing some announcement about future CAPEX plans.
You see, we are doing a few things which will improve our capacity. Not substantially, but some capacity increase will be there as we step on the, enter the next crushing season. Small increases in our capacity. And then number two, the efficiency enhancement capexes are all incurred on a regular basis, so that we are going to do, and we are very actively evaluating the refinery proposal also.
Okay, so as of now, nothing on the distillery front. Till the time we have additional capacity.
No, distillery, there is no capex. There is no distillery capex in the near horizon.
Right, right. Unless until we increase our capacity, our quality of crushing, right?
With this and with the distillery capacity that we have, we can go up to 12 crore liters as it is. So, for that, the impediment is cane crushing and cane availability. And our sugar capacity, okay. Basically our sugar capacity.
Okay, fair enough. So the last question from my side is that we have been also hearing that since many of the industry players have been getting less domestic quota because of their higher diversion towards ethanol or for that matter exports. So there is some talk of changing formula of allocation of domestic quota. So can you shed some light on that? Is there any...
Domestic quotas get better if you do exports and if you do. There is, some time ago, a month and a half ago, there was a set formula which the government had come out with. I don't remember. So, weightages given for diversion of sugar cane for ethanol, for diversion of BAV, and for exports also. So, new weightages given, so there is no reduction. On the contrary, on a comparative basis, we stand to gain when we do ethanol from cane juice.
So this was the change, because we had lower quota as in.
No, they actually announced the formula very clearly so that there is no ambiguity.
Mm-hmm.
This was the pattern even earlier also.
Okay. Okay.
So the announcement has been done only to ensure that there is no ambiguity whatsoever. There is so as to ensure total transparency.
Okay. Okay. That's all from my side. Thanks a lot, sir. That is good.
Thank you. As a reminder to participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press *1 on your touchtone telephone. Kindly press *1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Krishal Kansara from Molecule Ventures PMS. Kindly proceed.
Good afternoon, sir. Globally, sugar prices are at 6 years high, close to around 22 cents. But domestic prices are around 34.5 and are only marginally higher than our cost of production. So why is there a diversion in domestic prices? Matlab, the extent of diversion looks like not an ordinary event. And given the production cut announcements and anticipated reduction in the production going ahead into the season, should the domestic prices inch up much higher than the current market prices?
I fully agree with you, sir. There is no reason why the domestic prices should prevail at these levels. See, internationally prices are high and they will continue to be higher also. Only, of course, there may be some moderation happening when the Brazilian production comes into the market. But one must also understand that over a period of time, you know, the costs have gone up in all the economies, in all the geographies which are producing sugar. So the prices have to settle at a higher level. It's very intriguing that the domestic prices are not going up. In fact, the quotas on an all-India basis that which the government has announced are also comparatively lower than what they had announced during the months in the during corresponding months in the last year. So I definitely see the price correction of at least about 2,000 rupees, 2,000 rupees a metric ton to happen in the near future.
Sure. And sir, another question was that given the production cut announcements, there is also export quota increase expected by the industry. So how do you take it? Do you think that we would get another 2-3 million quota, incremental quota to export, or do you think that is ruled out given the production cut announcements?
As of now, I don't think there is any possibility of further export being allowed. Because I had explained the statistics, so we began the season with an opening stock of 5.5 million tons and expected production of about 34 million tons. And you deduct from that the exports which the government has already announced and which will definitely happen, that is 6 million tons. So you are left again with the under consumption of about 27.5 to 28 million tons, but you are left with only about 5.5 to 6 million tons of closing inventory, which is similar to what it was last season. So I don't think, and as of now, there are no indications to state that the production number could be higher.
Sure, got it.
In fact, in Maharashtra, sugar mills have started shutting down for the season.
Okay. And this is very recently?
Yeah. Some mills have, the number is very small. Maybe 2 or 3 mills have stopped crushing. But, in February, we will see season operations concluding in many other sugar mills in Maharashtra.
Sure. So that then for the sugar, our sugar segmental mix to be more profitable now, can we expect that given that incremental quotas won't be provided for the exports, so can we assume that global increase in any global sugar prices are not directly beneficial to us, given that we have already contracted for 5 million tons?
As of now, they are not of any benefit to us.
Sure. Got it. That's all from my side, sir. All the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Jaspreet Singh from BA Capital. Kindly proceed.
Very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir. How about you?
Good, sir. Sir, any effort to increase the crush this season or next season?
Sir, the effort is always there. See, our plant has capabilities of producing, crushing at least 400 lakh quintals. That is never a problem. You see, what dampened our crushing estimates was the fact that there were unseasonal rains in the month of October, so which resulted in lodging of the crop, which resulted in lower than normal yields, water logging in many areas. So this is the reason why the crushing number, in spite of these hostile weather conditions, we think we will have similar crushing numbers this season as well. And when the effort is always there, we are working very hard on changing our varietal mix in one of our units. So the impact of the red rot is much more. So and consequently, yield in that area is also lesser. So once we are successful in our efforts to change the variety mix there, we should see increased crushing numbers there in that unit.
So do you expect the dominant variety to be replaced by next year?
It's going to be a 3 years program, sir. So, but the effects, efforts will, I mean, results will be visible from the next year onwards.
Okay. So, secondly, you mentioned about that government is also worried that the price is not rising. Would you not think that government would be interested in lowering the price rather than letting it go up?
No, no. So, I beg your pardon, actually. I mean, that's a very informal opinion, actually. So the government is normally not non-committal on the prices, but you know, there are always you know, because the prices do not rise, you know, it leads to consequential problems at all levels. The sugar prices are not commensurate with the increasing cost, etc. So there are consequential problems. So in that sense, they are worried. They of course, they would want the sugar to be made available to the common man at the lowest possible price.
Okay. I mean, they can easily control the price by lowering the quota, monthly quota.
Yeah, the quotas are lower, but in spite of that, the prices are not risen.
Okay. And you think government would be okay till a price of what level?
So, in 2016-17, our average realization used to be 36,500 rupees a metric ton. And there was no view and try then. And if you factor for the inflation from then to now, but anyway, that's stretching the argument a little far. But I don't think even 37,000 rupees a metric ton should raise any view and try.
Okay. Right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Shailesh Kanani from Centrum Broking. Kindly proceed.
So thanks a lot for the opportunity again. So I just wanted to understand production of raw sugar this quarter vis-a-vis last quarter. If you can share those details, it would be helpful.
Sir, what we have sold is what is more or less the production actually in the quarter. So in this quarter we have sold about 43,400 metric tons of raw sugar. Okay, that is what has been dispatched from our sugar mills.
43,400. Vis-a-vis last. Yeah, this same period, that is third quarter.
I think we did about 25,000 metric tons last year.
So. Not.
One moment. I think it's already there in my in our press release. You can see it's there. The number is there already. Yeah.
So, sir, in that case, shouldn't our recovery levels would have been a little boosted because the raw sugar portion has also gone up. So.
Recovery should have been better, but raw sugar production does help the cause of recovery. But yes, like I explained, the rains were very untimely, and this is the reason why across UP the recoveries were lower during this particular period.
And same reason can be cited for the drop in yield and recovery for Maharashtra as well. Is it fair to assume the same reason?
There also they say because of the unseasonal rainfall, but agroclimatic conditions of Maharashtra are vastly different from the agroclimatic conditions of UP.
Okay. Because when I see the ISMA estimates, the largest fall is in Maharashtra. So I'm a little, trying to understand, figure out, okay, what is the main reason for that sudden fall?
It's basically agroclimatic conditions.
Okay.
So the two, three factors, one is agroclimatic condition, and secondly, if there is an unexpected pest attack, which any particular variety is susceptible to. So these are the two main reasons, actually.
Okay. And sir, just the last question, that right? Continuing on that recovery front. So what gives us the confidence that the recovery levels would improve and it will be ending, say, flattish by the season end?
No, we see the crop conditions at the field, so that gives us the confidence.
That is the planned crop which is you are getting right now. That is what you're saying.
In small measures we started getting, it's of course going up now. I mean now it's plant crop across all units.
And the weather conditions are suitable, that there is no negative surprises from that side.
January we had extremely cold weather conditions, but now there's bright sunshine in this part of the country.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants with questions, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Udit Gupta from Investor. Kindly proceed.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Very good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Sir, my question is that we stated that we have a run rate of 10 to 11 crore liters in ethanol. And sir, this quarter we were less than 2 crore liters. Sir, what was the reason?
Sir, this quarter I told you we operated our plant for the first time with juice, number one. Number two, our ethanol plants were operational only during the, in case of our DM units, from sometime in the first week of November we started. And our DD unit distillery operations began, our season started on the 8th, so distillery operations began around the 12th or 14th. But in the month of January onwards, we've been getting a run rate of 1 crore liters per month, or, I mean, combined for both units.
Okay. Sir, any reason why we started late for the distillery, sir, was it because of...
Sugar production started and then we had to get some approvals and all, because, you know, from the excise department and all. So, any distillery was... I mean, it was the first time for us and first time for, I mean, typically there are about 3-4 days wasted in getting the approvals, you know, bureaucratically delay actually.
What is about the normal run rate of 2.5 to 3 crores?
In a quarter?
Yes, sir.
In a quarter, we should do about 2.75 crores minimum. Minimum.
Okay. And sir, FY24, so how much ethanol are we looking at?
24, anything between 10.5 crores to 11 crore liters.
So this is the ethanol, sir, does this include the E-methanol or E-methanol?
Sorry?
Sir, is this the ethanol or does it include the E-methanol or E-methanol?
No, pure ethanol, sir, pure ethanol. Partly made from sugarcane juice and partly made from BME molasses.
Okay. And sir, one more small thing.
Mr. Gupta, I'm sorry to interrupt, sir, but we can't hear you clearly.
Hello, sir?
Yeah, this is better.
Can you? Yeah. Sir, in the Triveni engineering call, sir, they were talking about the return of recovery being lower. Sir, is there any such problem with us? And is it any diseases in our crop or anything like that?
No, this was because of the weather conditions. Weather conditions. See, Triveni's plants are located across UP. Okay. They're in, excuse me?
Hello? Yes, sir. I can hear you, sir.
Can you hear me? So, Triveni plants are there across UP, whereas our plants are, there are two plants in Bidnor district and one in Bareilly district. So, I mean, different areas, the phenomenon is different. So, ratoon recovery has been lower for most of the sugar mills.
Sir, but we expect the plant recovery to be better?
We do expect the recovery to be better. Yeah.
Okay, and sir, no disease problem in our crops, sir, in any of our crops?
No, red rot problem is there in our Bareilly unit.
Okay.
So considering the fact that our recoveries are always better, I mean, we try to improve our recoveries on the previous season. So, this drag in our recovery is mainly on account of drop in the recovery in our Bareilly unit.
And for that, sir, we are trying to change the...
Varietal.
Varietal, sir. Yeah. So, but you said that will take 4 to 5 years.
No. 3 years. 3 years.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Participants who wish to ask a question, can you press star 1? As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Banka for closing comments.
Thank you, friends. Thank you, all the participants, for taking active part in this earnings call conference. We derive confidence from your confidence in us. Thank you very much for reposing confidence in us. There is expected to be a paradigm shift in our model, the way we have been operating. So, the conventional pattern may or may not be followed in future. Things are going to be different. There is going to be more focus on ethanol, and moderation of sugar inventory, sugar production and inventory will happen. So, we'll of course keep you posted with all the developments from time to time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.